So how long does it take to heal from a toxic narcissistic relationship? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. Yep. How long does it take to heal from a narcissistic, toxic relationship with a toxic, narcissistic, abusive person, with a horrible person, with a horrible human being? How long does it take? So, y'all might not like the answer to this question. I'm going to be real with you, y'all. Some of y'all might not like it. Some of y'all might be like, damn it, Lee, why did you have to say that? But realistically, y'all, it takes as long as it takes. The end. Nah, but seriously, it does take as long as it takes. This is me being real. It does. The healing is up to you. The timetable is completely up to you. Like, it takes as long as it's going to, or it can be as short as you want it to be, right? Because toxic narcissistic relationships, they last different amounts of times, right? It really is. I talked to a person the other day. They had been in a member of my support group, right? The mental healers. If y'all join the support group, we do Zoom lives and, you know, meetings, and there's workshops. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in my support groups. Links in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Mental healers group. But yes, that's where the mind goes, y'all. And that's just me being realistic. That's literally where the mind goes within this space. It's just, I was talking to a girl the other day, right? And she's like, I wasn't in the relationship for a long time, but it wasn't long, but it was intense. You know, the relationship wasn't very long, but it was extremely intense. And I tell people, like, length versus intensity. It doesn't have to be a long-term relationship for you to get hooked into it, right? And being in a short 3, 4, 5, 6 month relationship can take longer to heal than someone leaving a 10-year relationship. It really depends on you. It really depends on your level of what you want to do, of how you want to go about doing things, right? It really depends on you. It really falls onto you. And I know that sucks when I say that, but the healing, like the abuse was on them. The healing, the growth, the empowerment, that's on you. The abuse was on them. The healing is on you, right? So now it's time to heal. Now it's time to grow. Now it's time to move forward. Now it's time to empower yourself, because by finally letting go of it, you know, and I don't think that you can fully heal in the same environment that made you sick, but you can start to heal while you're in it. You can start to heal while you're still dealing with this toxic narcissistic person. You can begin the healing process. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be fully healed or on your way on a healing journey. Yeah, you can start it by, the way you start healing is by accepting who they are. Accepting who you are and accepting who they are. Who are they? Not who they used to be. Not who they used to be. Just, yeah, not who you think they are. Not who you thought they were. But who are they for real? Who is this person? Write this stuff down, y'all. That's your assignment. This is like going back to school right now. Your assignment is to write down who this person is. Pardon the interruption. Just want to let you know that I do have courses and support groups available as well. Courses to help you understand what you went through, and support groups to help you during or after the toxic relationship. Link in the description. Now back to the video. Your assignment is to write down exactly who they are so you can accept it. And I'm sorry to make it sound like this. I know it's not an easy thing to accept. And that's what I'm not trying to make it seem like it's an easy thing to accept. But you have to be real in this, in your convictions right here. You have to be that this person is extremely abusive. I used to love this person. I still might have love for this person. But this person is extremely abusive, addict, horrible person, liar, cheater, manipulator. Yeah, accept who they are to you, to everybody else. Like, accept who they are to you. Because to other people, they can seem different. To other people, they can be the pastor at the church that just anointed, they just blessed somebody. They took the little anointing oil and put a cross on a baby's forehead and kissed the baby, held the baby, blessed that baby, christened that baby, baptized that baby and the baby mama and the baby daddy, right? But at home, they're abusive. They lie. That baby they baptized with, that husband and wife, that's the pastor's baby. The pastor that cheated with the wife. But nobody know that. You see what I'm saying? The pastor has a good image. Who are they to you? Accept who they are to you. You're not lying to yourself about who they are. You see how they treat you. Their behaviors are evidence. I need evidence. I need evidence. The behaviors are the evidence. So it could take a month to heal. It could take years to heal. But I tell people, and this is right here, y'all. In order to heal, the fastest way to heal, right, is to be real with yourself, of course. But then also, don't beat yourself up. You really cannot beat yourself up, and don't give yourself a time limit to heal. It takes as long as it takes. It does. It's up to you, but it takes as long as it takes. If you've been in a 45-year marriage, y'all, 2 weeks out of it, you're probably not going to be healed. Let's be real. A year out of it, you might not be healed. You might not be fully healed, but you started the healing process. Lee, I've been out of it for 5 weeks. I still cry every day. That's understandable. You just got out of it. Your body is like, if you're crying every day, just look at it as your body doing a detox. If you're crying every day, your body is detoxing itself from toxicity, right? This is the tears, a detox. You know what I mean? It's just cleansing your body. It's cleansing your system of this toxicity, of this relationship dynamic. That's what I tell people. When I say it takes as long as it takes, it's on to you. Like, you can move fast in your healing, or you can take slow healing. Take healing slowly. Baby steps are still steps. But if you try to, like, I'm just be real. If you try to rush the healing, If you try to rush the healing process, you're going to end up with first of all, you're going to still be hurt. But you might end up in another narcissistic relationship faster, because a lot of people are going to tell you bad information. Like, that's another way to heal faster is to get good information from the right people. The wrong people will have you a week out of your relationship, sending you on dates that you're not ready to go on. Have you missing red flags because you don't understand what you still healing from the previous relationship. Y'all here missing red flags in a new one. You can't, y'all. This might be hard to believe, but you can end up with a worse person. There's levels to this. You can end up with a worse person, because a lot of times when you get out of these relationships, you'll be on high alert, but you still might be questioning yourself. Maybe I'm too anxious. Maybe I'm too paranoid. Maybe there wasn't a red flag. It is a red flag. It is. Trust yourself. It takes time to understand that, though, y'all. You have to stop beating yourself up. You have to get around people who understand what you went through. Like, you have to have an outlet. You have to have a vent. The more you vent, the faster you heal. The more outlets you have, the faster you heal. If you still remain isolated in an enclosed space, that might help you heal a little bit, especially if you're a reader and you're a writer or something like that. But you still have to, you can be in closed space, you can be isolated for a little while, but you still have to be doing the work. You can do meditation. You can do breath work. You can do all this type of stuff. You can book coaching sessions. You can go to therapy. You can join my support group or anybody else's support group. You can read a book. You can read a book and understand it, because understanding what you went through helps out so much too. Understanding what you went through can help you heal faster as well. Like Dr. Romney got books out and stuff like that. I have a course called Understanding the 7 Stages of a Toxic Relationship. You take my course. It's on the link's in the description. It helps you understand exactly what you went through, because understanding is validation. Understanding is answering the question that you had not been asked, that you didn't have the answers for. But I will also tell you this. This can accelerate your healing as well. Be okay with not knowing. Being okay with not knowing is super, like, because you might not get the answers to every single question that you have to ask. And that narcissistic person is typically not going to be open and willing to share these answers with you. So they're going to stonewall you out and not give you the closure that you seek. Be okay with not getting closure from them. Be okay with giving closure to yourself. You close it. It's your book. You have to close the chapter on it, right? So the faster you can close the chapter, the faster you can get the healing. You see what I'm saying? Be okay with not knowing why they did what they did sometimes. Because you can get some answers from me, but I don't know your person personally. You know, like, why did they cheat on me with my best friend or my sister or my brother? Access. Could be a lot of different reasons. But really, I want to ask them. Asking them is not going to make you feel any better. You think it is, but it's not going to make you feel any better. Going no contact or going low contact can help you heal faster too. Because talking to the person every single day, entertaining them, allowing them continuous access to you, if you can prevent it, like if you have kids, I know it's different, but like if you don't have anything tied to this person, and but you're still allowing access to them, you're still reading their text messages and responding to their voice notes and their Snapchats and their Instagrams, it's going to take you longer to heal. You have to immerse yourself. You have to get out of the toxic swamp that is this relationship, right? You have to escape the swamp. You have to get on the dry land. You have to get out the water. You have to dry yourself off by getting away from the toxicity. And I'll also add this to it as well, y'all. Another fast way to heal is to just let yourself know that staying through more abuse does not get you you won't be rewarded for it. Especially for the toxic narcissistic person. They're not going to reward you for being a ride or die. They're not going to reward you for sacrificing your education and your schooling and your job and your career. They're not going to reward you for that. They're going to say you're supposed to do that. Why you want a cookie? For things that you're supposed to do? There's no reward in that, y'all. So like I said, how long it takes? It takes as long as it takes, but you can accelerate your healing by taking the steps and doing the stuff that I said in this video. You really, really can. Immerse yourself. Okay, I will say this as well, y'all. Be okay with taking breaks from reading stuff, watching videos. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to take a break from watching videos all day. My head hurt. Take a break. You don't have to watch the video tomorrow. You don't have to read a book tomorrow. Take a break sometimes. Go for a walk. Meditate. Take a deep breath. You know what I mean? Do the type of stuff out there to give back to yourself. You know. And last but not least, don't compare yourself. Don't compare the speed of your healing to somebody else's. Well, Lee, they've been out of a relationship for a year and they already married to somebody else and engaged and happy ever after. I've been out for 2 years and I'm still single and lonely. Take your time. It's not a rush. Comparison can be the thief of joy, y'all. But it can also be inspiration. Don't compare your journey to theirs. Get inspiration from it. Like, damn, they healed. I can do it. In my support group just yesterday, one of my Zoom support group meetings. A woman I was talking to, she was laughing and talking about her journey. And then the next woman that spoke up, she's like, I'm so glad to hear you laughing, because she said, I cry every single day. She said, I cry every day. And it's so good to see you laughing. You've been out for 5 weeks. I've been out for 2 days. It's so good to see you laughing, because that shows me that I can heal and I can laugh again. She compared it, but she got inspiration from it. She didn't compare it. She's like, I'm not that far along. You see what I'm saying? But anyways, y'all, check out the groups, check out the courses. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Hit the like button. Mr. Hill, this is up. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.